Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, for you are many, but we are more. As we stand back and allow the cruelties of the wicked to swell our ranks, for I know that they are. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. If you don't, I'm about ready to tell you. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And, my friends, you can also go over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean, again, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Radio and or Media on Facebook. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, folks, I'm about ready to expose some of this stuff on today's radio show, how foolish some people can be. Because what's happening right now, it's what's transpiring in the faces of the American people. It's exactly what I've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. And that's why people listen to this radio show. The reason people listen to this radio show is because then they take it to the news outlets, and that's exactly what they do. They write on the topics in which we're talking about. And then before you know it, a week, 2 weeks down the road, a month down the road, all of a sudden, oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. Hey, Bradley was just talking about that. Yep, we were. And that's exactly what makes a prophetic ministry, friends. So I wanted to let you know, friends, that, yeah, there's a lot going on in the country today, obviously. And I'm going to expose some of the things that we've been talking about now, how the politicians and some of the statesmen and stateswomen are catching up as to what's going on in the country on a nationwide basis. Now they're beginning to call it out after the fact. And I want to again show you this, but out of their own mouths, they can prove my point that I've been making over the last week concerning Hillary Clinton. It's all across the board, friends. I was trying to figure out, why am I on this Clinton thing, Lord? I don't know what's going on with this Clinton thing. And then I started to study down Clinton Chronicles, starting to pay attention to what was going on there back in the 90s. And now, all of a sudden, all the state outlets are actually attacking the Clintons, which, by the way, I wouldn't put too much weight in that, because they're always trying to strategize something. They always are trying to work out some outcome as to which, you know, leans in their favor in some way or another. But again, we'll just kind of let you kind of decide for yourselves as to what's taking place in this country. But it is interesting, the things that are unfolding today. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, we had Ted Cruz last night come forth and say almost verbatim, friends, as to what I've been talking about concerning now Loretta Lynch. And for those that don't know, Loretta Lynch was actually, she was placed by Bill Clinton. So, again, just showing you what you're dealing with today is Clinton's administration, and what they're trying to do now is set the stage so Hillary can go in and take control over the last, well, three administrations have been hers for the most part, except Bush's. But if you look at the way Bush stacked government, he was doing the same thing. And, by the way, for those that did not know, concerning even the topic of homosexuality, nobody helped the homosexuals along more than George W. Bush Jr., than that president during that particular secular time. He was playing up to the church, but behind their backs, he was actually supporting the homosexual communities because they're using the homosexual communities. So in saying that, what we're seeing today is exactly what I've always said. The Clinton administration back in the 90s is Barack Hussein Obama's administration, tried and true in their crimes. Now what they're doing is they're just pulling out others that are, well, they've been in the back. You haven't quite seen them, but now they're bringing them forth like the Loretta Lynch's of the world. And we're going to kind of highlight her for a moment as well and just kind of show you what the problem that we're having with her is. Many say that she is Attorney General, Department of Injustice under him. I should add Eric Holder's. They say that she is Eric Holder with a skirt. So, friends, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we start getting into the topics. I'm going to let the videos play. I'm going to let them speak for themselves. And then I'm also going to show you exactly what I've been talking about the conservatives over the last week, how they are legitimizing and how they believe that, well, we just need to give the Clintons a chance because these are alleged charges. Folks, these alleged charges have been going on for 20 years concerning the Clintons. When is enough enough, America? But again, here's the conservatives of the day legitimizing criminals for you, and you want different results, but you keep going back to the same sources for your information, folks, and you do the same things. That's the very definition of insanity. So, anyways, in saying that, we're going to talk about that right after the first break, second segment. Let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. We have, again, property grabbing Loretta Lynch confirmed as Attorney General. We have apostate pastor Tony Campola says Christians should vote for Hillary. This shows you why the church is completely ineffective. This is why they are a reproach in America today. They don't know the difference between that which is holy and that which is defiled. They have no discernment whatsoever to actually bring forth that which is good in contrast to that which is evil. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have Battlefield America, the war on the American people, because, friends, you have been the ones that have been under attack since September 11th. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Persecution of Christians is undeniable. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Out of the mouth of criminal Hillary Clinton, deep-seated culture codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Saith she. If you didn't see this, the state-controlled media also put her up as America's most powerful woman. Isn't that interesting? And what's sick about it is I really think that this narcissist believes it. That's what's scary. So the American people need to put a reality check into the Clintons' lives and do it quickly. Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, the worst of evils. What's the difference? There isn't one. They're both regimes. They are both criminal families, and they are working together. As a matter of fact, when I was talking about the Clinton Chronicles and the drug running going on in MENA, Arkansas, it was George Bush Sr. that was actually overseeing the operation through the CIA that Clinton was being used for. So, again, friends, just paying attention to what's going on and not taking for what the state-controlled media wants to give you, that you would take it for face value. When you pull the curtain back, it's completely contrary to what you're being told. Case in point, people across the boards in the United States of America are pointing out, going back to Loretta Lynch and her crimes against we the people, and I'm going to expose those for you in just a moment here. But interestingly enough, you go to the state-controlled outlets like USA Today or Time Life or whatever the case is. Folks, they're not talking about her crimes. They're talking about how the black African America is setting a precedent in history in America, being the first black woman. And this is exactly what they're trying to do with Clinton's concerning the presidency. And, folks, I'm telling you, you're in a whole lot of trouble. America, you're in a whole lot of trouble, and you need to get yourself out of it quickly. Bombshell interview, Malik Obama says Barack is dishonest, a schemer, and Frank Marshall Davis may be his real father. We go on and on, folks. Also, we have Sympathy for the Devil, a Means to Destruction. We're going to come right back. We also have the Federal Papers, the Chicago Connection. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger, said Daniel Webster. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing, making them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy, said Daniel Webster back in the 1800s. This guy, his brother, Noah, and others, they were around during the revolution. They knew what it was like to throw off a tyrant, and they knew what it was like to institute new governments, and what the government would take to make sure that tyranny wouldn't have its way or sway again over the people of this country. They prophetically told us over and over and over and over again what to watch out for. What's interesting is when you read the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that documentation is the usurpations of a tyrant king across the pond that they threw off. So they didn't come to us, America, through something they heard from somebody else. They actually did it. They had the testimonies. They knew what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, so on and so forth. They knew the process. America, do you realize that the crimes of governments in the present today have far surpassed what our forefathers subjected themselves to? To the American people's shame, we have allowed this government to surpass the crimes of a tyrant named King George concerning our forefathers. It's nothing to be proud of, is it? No, it's not. But America, what we need to do is we need to come back, take our country back. But it starts with ourselves first and foremost before a just and a holy God. We're not going to get away from that. And secondly, we can't deal with a corrupt government until God deals with our own corruptions. Because nothing's going to change man's corrupt nature except Christ himself. And until you have Christ, you're not going to be empowered, a work of faith with power, to actually establish righteousness in this earth. So I want to give you what Daniel Webster said. I did. And I want you to hear what Ted Cruz said yesterday. Love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with what Ted Cruz is saying. It has everything in the world to do with what I just said to you over the last couple of days. Now they're beginning to talk about it. Now they're beginning to bring forth the Clinton and their crimes. And then on the other hand, what I'm going to do after this segment, I'm going to play the conservatives so you can understand how these are the people that are painting you up against the wall out of their own mouths, saying, just give the Clintons a chance. You know, these are just allegations. These aren't true. Folks, these allegations have been going on for 20 years, and there's a lot of dead people around the Clinton administration. And keep in mind, to date, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is Clinton's administration, tried and true in their crimes. And by the way, P.S., just a posted note, Loretta Lynch was appointed by none other than Bill Clinton himself. Just taking it a step further. I want you to listen to what Ted Cruz said yesterday on the floor for America to hear, because again, love him or hate him, he was exactly right in what he said.
I wanted to support this nomination. I wanted to see a new attorney general who'd be faithful to the law, but her answers made that impossible. And I would note there is a difference. Eric Holder began disregarding the Constitution laws after he was confirmed as attorney general. Ms. Lynch has told the Senate that's what she's going to do. And that means each and every one of us bears responsibility. In my view, no senator can vote for this confirmation consistent with his or her oath, given the answers that are given. And I would note a particular onus falls on the new Republican majority. For several months, I've called on the Republican majority to block the confirmation of President Obama's executive and judicial nominees other than vital national security positions unless and until the president rescinds his lawless amnesty. I'm sorry to say the majority leadership has been unwilling to do so. The Republican majority, if it so chose, could defeat this nomination, but the Republican majority has chosen to go forward and allow Loretta Lynch to be confirmed. I would note there are more than a few voters back home that are asking what exactly is the difference between a Democratic and Republican majority when the exact same individual gets confirmed as Attorney General promising the exact same lawlessness. What's the difference? That's a question each of us will have to answer to our constituents when we come home. In my view, the obligation of every senator to defend the Constitution is front and center why we are here. We have a nominee who has told the United States Senate she is unwilling to impose any limits whatsoever on the authority of the President of the United States. In the next 20 months, we are sadly going to see more and more lawlessness, more regulatory abuse, more abuse of power, more executive lawlessness. Now more than ever, we need an Attorney General with the integrity and faithfulness of law to stand up to the President. Both party, Republican and Democrat, have done so. When credible allegations of wrongdoing by Richard Nixon were raised, his Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, appointed a special prosecutor, Archibald Cox, to investigate regardless of partisan politics. Likewise, when credible allegations of wrongdoing by Bill Clinton arose, his Attorney General, Janet Reno, a Democrat, appointed Robert Fisk, the independent counsel, to investigate those allegations.
The fox in the chicken coop.
Eric Holder has been unwilling to demonstrate that same faithfulness to law, and unfortunately, Ms. Lynch has told the Senate she, too, is unwilling to do so. For that reason, I urge all of my colleagues to vote no on cloture and to insist on an attorney general who will uphold her oath to the Constitution and to the people of the United States of America.
Now, I hope everybody heard that, because they're a little late in the game. They're a little behind the eight ball. I think they just woke up yesterday, friends. But now they're saying that there's really no difference between the right and the left. And now you have a Republican, well, you have the majority in the Republican Party today. Yet, for some reason, knowing who Loretta Lynch is and her unwillingness to actually follow the rule of the Constitution and give unlimited power to a corrupt administration to go ahead and do what he wants and how he wants and where he wants is very telling. But here we have it. They're starting to call it for what it is after the fact. See, folks, there is no difference between the left and the right. They're just as lawless on both sides. See, and the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter if the Republicans say something because it doesn't make it right just because they said so, nor does it make it wrong when the left says something just because they said so. What matters is we're all ruled by law in this country, not from either party. And by the way, just to interject this thought, we have one constitution, might I remind you, not three, not four. And going again back to Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, when he was asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's why people call the Declaration of Independence the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. Because again, knowing that we receive our rights from God, therefore we know whose government it is that we must subject ourselves to. And if we don't want to do that, well, we can just go down the road to stupidity and go down history as the greatest fools known to mankind. We've been given the greatest opportunity in the history of the world, and now is the time for the righteous to stand up and make the world anew. Just like our forefathers did. It's a perfect time to prove our God. These are dangerous times. These are perilous times. But these are times where real men are going to stand up and real women are going to stand up in the United States of America. And I want to tell you something, friends. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that. I don't care how bad things get. The darker it gets, the brighter the church shines. And no matter how much we are stuffed into a corner or painted into a corner, our backs are up against the wall, we still serve the same God. I was just telling a friend of mine this morning, can you tell me, my friend, where God has ever failed a faithful man or a woman of God? Nope. See, and this is why these criminal mindsets and these people that are stacking government, and by the way, friends, do understand that they are stacking government against you, the people, and we've seen this for years now. They are empowering themselves over you. And through apathy and tolerance, that's the power and strength that you're giving corruption. I don't care if the devil himself is in the White House. You, America, still have the power to hold his feet to the fire. And I suggest we do just that. We're going to come back, and I'm going to prove exactly what everybody's saying about, well, Loretta Lynch. What's the big deal with her? Why is she so bad? Well, I'm going to let you decide that. I'm going to pull the cover off and let you see her for who she is.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I always got to go back to the backbone and to the rock of the word. And when I do that, I always seem to find the answers to America's dilemma and what's going on. Did you know that in Psalm 94, verse 16 through 17, it says, "Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? The Lord's looking for the righteous to stand up. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness?" Did you hear that? The Lord is asking, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Folks, we're talking about Loretta Lynch. We're talking about the Clinton administration. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama's administration, which is Clinton's administration, and how they're trying to take the helm again. And folks, don't tell me for one moment this hasn't been planned for years. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen unless it's first planned. And folks, when we were talking about going back to what Webster said, it's sad to say, but he was exactly right on the money when he said that the American people will become the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. And why? Because they fail to scrutinize public servants in their conducts. And yet again, as I said with on yesterday's radio show, friends, is everything that's been going on in this country has happened in the light of day. Nobody in this country can't come back and relax on a chair and say, "Well, I didn't know about that. You know, everything's good over here." No, America and the American people at large know exactly every crime committed for the most part. And if you don't, as I said as well, folks, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see the light because you have your eyes closed real tight. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we see what's going on. I just shared with you over the last couple days, we've been talking about the Clintons and their crimes. And now there's another scandal out, friends, just like Whitewater. But yet it's just alleged, say the conservatives. It's alleged. And now we're talking about Loretta Lynch. Cops across the country are padding their budgets with hundreds of millions of dollars by seizing property from American citizens, even when they haven't been charged with the crime. By the way, that is unconstitutional. This process, speaking of Loretta Lynch, is called asset forfeiture. And it allows police to take property from them for themselves if they suspect it's being used for a crime. And though it was recently limited by Attorney General Eric Holder, it's ripe for abuse now. Loretta Lynch, President Obama's nominee, who already stated that she will not follow the rule of the Constitution and she will give unlimited power to this criminal in chief, is the nominee for the Attorney General, and she was just confirmed yesterday, called asset forfeiture a wonderful tool. And during her confirmation hearing, what we see is the Daily Caller and the News Foundation compiled seven of the most wonderful examples of the last decade used by none other than yours truly, Loretta Lynch. Tan Nyan hopped in his car excited about $50,000 in casino winnings. That excitement faded when the police pulled him over in Nevada. The officer was suspicious of the man's large sum of cash, so he confiscated it, Forbes reported. Nyan said the cop threatened to seize and tow his car if he spoke up about it. My goodness, friends, you're undoing yourselves. And after hiring an attorney, Nyan was able to get his $50,000 back with his attorney's fees, and rest assured it was probably half gone at that point. This wonderful tool that Loretta Lynch uses was also used on Matt Lee, who had $2,400 cash confiscated from his car on a routine traffic stop. The worst part, it was taken by the same officer that targeted Nyan. Deputy Lee Dove, in a shared settlement with Nyan, Lee got his $2,400 back. The Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit's monthly Funk Night party got weird in May of 2008. The all-night dance party was raging when police burst in around 2 a.m. The Metro Times reports, officers alleged the establishment did not have a license. They passed out loitering tickets and impounded 40 vehicles just because they were driven to the party. They all got their cars back, except for the one guy who had his car stolen from the impound lot. Also, they each paid a $900 impound fee, totaling more than $3,500. See how this works for crime? This works for criminal? This works for tyrannical, arbitrary governments? They can just point their finger at any time and say, hey, you know, I thought. And then when they find something on you, they can take it. And then they tell you to shut your mouth. Mississippi police pulled over a man for a routine traffic stop in 2013 in July. An officer searched the vehicle, found $360,000 in a secret compartment of the car. The police confiscated the money, though they had no proof the man committed a crime. ABC News reports, the report said cops are not ruling out criminal activity, considering they confiscated his personal property. That would only seem right. Speaking of Loretta Lynch's wonderful tool, she brought in, I believe, over $904 million in asset forfeitures in 2013. She sounds like an upright individual to me. By the way, she's also the lady that said it was actually requiring ID down south. She said it was racist. She was proud to work next to the criminal attorney, Department of Injustice, Eric holder, and she's proud to be working under the first African-American president. A New Jersey man's stash of cash was taken by an officer when he traveled through Monterey, Tennessee. George Rebbe had $22,000 cash in his car when he was stopped by a police officer. News Channel 5 reports. The officer took the money because he suspected it was drug money. Oh, for you to have that much money, you must be some kind of a criminal. However, the man said he was going to use the money to buy a car for which he had active bids on eBay. Something he was able to prove on his computer, and when the officer wrote up the report, he failed to mention Revy's claim that he was going to buy a car. If somebody told me this happened to them, I would absolutely not believe that this could happen in America, said this individual on Channel 5. Going on, crime after crime, violation after violation. Even though they didn't charge her with the crime, Georgia police took $11,530 from Alda Gentile at a regular traffic stop, the Associated Press reported. They searched the car for drugs but found none. Gentile said she had the money for a house hunting trip to Florida. Going on, crime after crime. Speaking of Loretta Lynch and her wonderful tool to harass people that have money, cash in their pockets or in their cars, just encourage the cops to go ahead and take it. And just say that you thought there was a crime that was being committed. Do you see what this is leading to, friends? A family in the Philadelphia suburbs that had their home seized by police because their son sold drugs out of the house. CNN reports the son was charged for selling $40 of heroin, but the parents say they didn't know about it. And by the way, they probably didn't. They had their home seized? Boy, man, there's a lot of power given over to these bureaucrats, isn't there? These arms of federal government. Hey, friends, I want everybody to remember this, that the states created federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. Now, does it sound like these people that you've entrusted and are allotting to be entrusted in your government to rule the roost, does it sound like they're working for you, the people? Or does it sound like that they're actually empowering themselves, working against you, the people? And isn't it interesting how all the color that's being stacked in governments, as the white people across the United States of America are being called racist when they disagree with the lawlessness taking place within the people of color? And by the way, it just doesn't apply to the people of color. It applies to the white guy, too, because we all know it's an issue of law, not an issue of color. We're not going to get caught up into that little scheme, that little debate. Here we have the confirmed Attorney General of the United States of America using a tool, giving power to the police to harass people, to steal away their property, their monies, just because they thought. And again, keep in mind her office, just so you understand that it's not like it just happened once or twice. Loretta Lynch's office seized over $904 million in asset forfeitures in 2013 alone. That's how much has been stolen from the people that she's sworn to protect. And by the way, I'm also just to be fair about this, in the sense of law, I want people to understand that there's a lot of bad people out there. There's no question about it. But I want people to also understand that not everybody's bad. Not everybody's violating the law. As a matter of fact, a good portion of the American people are actually abiding by the laws of the land. But again, friends, I want to relate to your candor. If you did what these people do in government, you would be thrown in jail for it. But why is it that you are giving them permission and a pass to go ahead and do it to anybody they thought committed a crime? This is unconstitutional, therefore it is illegal, and they need to be dealt with.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. It's talking about what's going on across the boards. And what I wanted to do is to let these people exhibit what I've also been talking about. And again, friends, we're just letting them play catch up here just a little bit. We've been talking about the Clintons over the last week. We've been talking about, you know, their crimes, their scandals, namely Clinton Chronicles. And let me encourage you again, friends, if you have not watched that, you need to watch it because history is repeating itself. 20 years later, they're doing the same thing again. Hillary's busted in another scandal along with Billy. And there they are with that little smile on their face like there's nothing you can do about it. Hey, America, these criminals are laughing at you all the way down the road. No, we're going to do what we want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have no idea how powerful our friends are. You know, and if you get in our way, we'll just take you out. If we have to kill you, we'll do that too, no matter if you're a kid or whatever the case might be. That's a fact, friends. If you're one of our friends, well, we're going to have to get rid of you. You should see how many people were murdered that were right next to these Clintons, even in the White House, by the way. And the sexcapades that were going on in the White House and the drug use that was going on in the White House. And while he was the governor of Arkansas, the crimes that were being committed, the pedophilia. Folks, it's just below the belt in every sense of the word. Just the unthinkable. And by the way, that's why they know that they're going to get away with what they get away with, because they don't believe that you would believe that they're capable of committing such crimes. But how many times, I ask you, do the Clintons need to be busted for some sort of scandal before America, you actually hold their feet to the fire? And you know what the conservatives are saying? Well, you know, if she's guilty of this, this is going to stop all of her chances of becoming the president of the United States of America. Did you hear what he just said? And I'm going to play this for you in just a moment. If she's guilty of this scandal of actually stealing money away from her family foundation for $50 million, if she's busted for this one, you know, she's going to just blow her chances from becoming the presidency or the president of the United States of America. Remember what I said right before the break, friends? If you did what they did, you'd be thrown in jail. If you stole $50 million and you want to run for the presidency, do you think that's where it would stop? Well, you know what? You've been busted. You know, you're not going to be able to become the president now because of that. Yeah? $50 million? Hello? It stops there? No, but this is what the American people have been conditioned to accept. And really what it comes down to, friends, is sympathy for the devil. And it's a means to destruction to your country if you accept it. There was once a story told of a merciful captain of a ship. And while passing the ship, a ship shot at the captain's ship, the merciful captain's ship. The captain showed mercy and warned him not to do it again. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain did not retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing destruction not only upon himself, but all those that were on the ship with him. By allowing the enemy to attack him twice without retaliation, the passing ship shot a third time and destroyed them all. And America, that's exactly the ship that you're on today. Just keep letting them do it because sooner or later, it's going to sink. Sooner or later, it's going to sink. Because sympathy for the devil only goes one way. And you need to understand that the devil does not play by the rules. He stands against them. So, America, where do you stand? Now, let's go over to conservatives. And, you know, knowing the crimes and the heinous crimes and the murder and the rape and adultery and money laundering, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and I'm not embellishing that. I am not over-exaggerating that. But here we're told by the conservatives just today that, did you let Hillary Clinton is the leading contender for the next presidency or president of the United States of America above Jeb Bush in the state of Florida by 1 point? Really? America, again, who told you that? Who told you that, America? All bought and paid for. The leading contenders for the presidency of the United States of America, that's nobody is voting for, yet they're the leading contenders. Really? Who told you that? I'm going to play a piece for you so you can understand where that comes from. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
Riley, thanks for watching us tonight. Buying access to the Clintons. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Accusations mounting that while Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton used her position to enrich the Clinton Foundation by doing favors for foreign governments and corporations. If true, that would likely eliminate Mrs. Clinton from the presidential race.
That's all.
If true.
If true.
Right now, the evidence is circumstantial, not vetted, and the subject of wild speculation by anti-Clinton forces. But as we reported last night, when a corporation like General Electric says it will not make public emails sent to it by the State Department during a period of time when GE secured a big contract from the Algerian government while donating generously to the Clinton Foundation, there's something very wrong. GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt must know that there is an appearance of impropriety here, and he has an obligation to the shareholders of GE to avoid any taint of scandal. Thus, Immelt should release those emails immediately. If he does not, the Justice Department should begin an investigation. A welcome greeting to the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, who we believe is a person of integrity.
Did you hear that, friends?
In addition, there are charges that the State Department under Mrs. Clinton signed off on a deal that allowed the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, Rosatom, to acquire a huge Canadian uranium company called Uranium One. Uranium One's chairman, a man named Ian Telfer, donated almost $2.5 million to the Clinton Foundation, much of it while the negotiations were taking place. Shortly before the deal was done, Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a single speech he gave in Moscow. Again, the appearance of impropriety is staggering, and the defense is paltry, to say the least. the way it's talked about.
Okay, that's good right there. Impropriety, friends, is a failure to observe standards or show due honesty or modesty. You're talking, folks, he is literally, this is Fox News, of course, talking about how they believe that, first of all, Loretta Lynch, outside of Bill Clinton and the Clinton administration, along with Hillary, may be guilty of false deals being set up again through impropriety. In other words, not meeting the standards of what's honest and right and modest. Or is their behavior up to par? Or is their character called into question, or is it up to par? What you need to understand again here, friends, is you have the conservatives saying that we trust that Loretta Lynch, regardless of your fruit, Jesus tells us to judge a man by their fruit, a woman by their fruit, but the fruit is hanging all over the tree of the Loretta Lynches of the world. They ignore that. We trust that you are upright in integrity. In so many words, it's exactly what he just said. Now, the Clintons, if, because the information hasn't been vetted, forget about the dead bodies over the last 20 years. Forget about scandal after scandal over the last 20 years. Forget the fact that, friends, people have been willing to come forward on the Clintons for 20 years, but for some reason, the state-controlled media will not give them due attention. Now, why do you think that that might be the case? Because they want to put somebody back in the White House again, don't they? And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is to divert your attention away from what's going on with the Clintons once again. I want you to understand that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, his administration friends, for the most part, they're pathological liars. Matter of fact, I just heard, I believe it was yesterday, whenever the Obama administration says something, you can look the other direction. They said the exact same thing of Bill Clinton. He's so used to lying that he believes what he's actually saying to the people. And might I remind you, the corruption that is in the administration present and the one that means to take over is corrupt to the core. You want the definition of evil? There you have it. There you have it. And again, don't take my word for it, friends. Do your own homework. Folks, these people are profoundly immoral. They're wicked. They're depraved. In every sense of the word, they're bad. They're sinners, really bad sinners, and they mean to sin. They want to stay there. They're villains. They're corrupt. They're workers of iniquity. They're wicked. And they don't mean to turn. They mean to go on. They mean to continuously bring forth scandal, crime after crime, concerning we the people. And folks, I can't tell you how depraved the Clintons are or Obama's administration is. I can only do and say what Jesus told you to do, and that is to judge them by their fruit. Friends, they have to be the most unfortunate or misunderstood people on the planet to be called out for scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after 20 years. Do you think maybe it's because they're guilty of a scandal? Folks, love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.